Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the House Appropriations Committee budget hearings. They've been going over all aspects of the budget, and we've wrapped up these hearings. Talk to us about what went on with these hearings and what your role is when agriculture was discussed.
The appropriations budget hearings are very important to allow us the opportunity to really dive into the details on what the governor's proposing for each state government agency. It's an opportunity to ask some really important pointed questions about what's been proposed as we focus on funding programs that really make a difference. It's important that we not just continue to fund programs year after year because they're in place. I mean, if a program is functioning, if it's working, and it's working and doing what we want it to do, then we should focus on those particular programs. But if there are programs not working or not meeting expectations, then we certainly should not be putting tax dollars in those areas. So the committee conducts 3 weeks of budget hearings with agencies such as the Department of Education, Military and Veterans Affairs, Department of Human Services, the Department of Agriculture. They all come before the committee and make a presentation and also answer these important questions. And that helps us to move forward and devise a budget for the coming fiscal year that, as I said, funds the core functions of government. I had the opportunity as chairman of the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee to participate in the budget hearing with the Department of Agriculture. And we discussed a wide number of issues. I pointed out that I think the governor's proposal makes significant investments in agriculture, and I'm generally supportive of that. However, I think we need to look at some of the programs in the department that the governor has actually proposed to eliminate funding for. So I shared my concern about the elimination of funding for the hardwoods industry, and it's called the Hardwoods Research and Promotion. And it's something that the governor has proposed to eliminate several years in a row, and the legislature always restores that funding. I think that funding is very important, and I stress that to the Secretary of Agriculture, Russell Redding. And as we move forward, we're going to be looking at what the governor proposed, but also looking at restoring programs that the governor proposed to eliminate. So overall, it was a great discussion on a number of issues, including the hardwoods industry, the struggling dairy industry, the fiscal challenges faced by the Pennsylvania Farm Show complex, industrial hemp, the future of our agriculture workforce, and invasive species. So a great discussion, and it helps us as we move forward with our final budget proposal.
And the next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is I understand that you'll be participating in a Veterans Resource and Job Fair coming up. Talk to us about when and where and what folks will be able to achieve at this fair.
The McKean County Community Veteran Engagement Board is hosting a Veterans Resource and Job Fair coming up on April 9th, and this is an opportunity for veterans and their families to come out to this one-stop shop to learn more about veteran services and community resources. The event's going to be held on Tuesday, April 9th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford in the McDowell Fieldhouse. It's on Campus Drive in Bradford. The Erie VA Medical Center and also the McKean County VA Clinic will be on site to provide health screenings and more about their services. There will be a number of veterans organizations, the Mobile Vet Center from the Career Link, and it's all about helping our veterans. So it's an opportunity, and I hope veterans and their families will come out to this important event.
And the final thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is the least favorite hour of the year for me. That is daylight savings begins and we lose an hour. Talk to us about reminding us to set our clocks here.
Well, it's important to remember that daylight savings time begins on Sunday, March 10th at 2 a.m. So be sure to turn your clocks ahead 1 hour Saturday night before heading to bed. It's also a good time to change batteries in smoke detectors and carbon monoxide alarms. Daylight savings time will end on November 3rd.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.